you know, only played so much music by Ilaiyaraaja, but I would like highly recommend, you know, like people to just, you know, go and, you know, search Ilaiyaraaja and, like, you know, look into his repertoire and, you know, the works that he has done. Yeah. And let's see, probably in future, me and Ahilan can do a dedicated Ilaiyaraaja episode. You know?
Yeah, I noticed you, like, humming his song when, like, the song is playing something. Yeah, we'll see about that.
I like it, you know. I really like it, yeah.
I'm glad.
And so, you know, we're going to move on to some more music from Tamil Nadu and, you know, some works by other different composers. And so just, like, sit back and enjoy, listeners. Oorara puliya mara olippe vetta thala salanga Oorara puliya mara olippe vetta thala salanga Naam piranda madurayile aalukale nadamayae Naam piranda madurayile aalukale nadamayae
பாடுங்கடி என்ன நக்கலா? ஏய் நீ வா, நீங்க வா, எல்லாம் வரிசையா நில்லு. நல்லா இடுப்ப வளைச்சு நெளிச்சு ஆடணும். என்ன
இங்கேயா கண்டவக்கில் கை வச்சுனா உனக்கு மரியாதை இல்ல? ஆமா,
இங்கே வாரியா வைக்கத்த? ஏய் அர்ரா, இப்படித்தான் குத்தணும்.
அல்லாத காட்டுக்குள்ள பயல கவுசு பண்ணு சின்ன தம்பி, நைட்டெல்லாம் ஆட்டம் போட்டு எனக்கு காலு ரெண்டு நோக்கு தடம் எனக்கு காலு.
அடிராவெல்லாம் ஆட்டம் போட்டு உனக்கு காலு ரெண்டும் இப்போ நந்தால் என்ன இந்த பருவமுள்ள பையங்கிட்ட நீயா பாசாகம் பண்ணாதடி பண்ணாதடி.
அடி காதருந்த மூலி உனகட்டு வண்டி தாளி, அடி காதருந்த மூலி உனகட்டு வண்டி தாளி.
அட இந்த படி படிக்காத எனக்கு வைக்க ஆகுதட.
ஆமா ஆமா,
பொசகத்த வேல உன கொண்டாட்டி கேக்குதட.
I'm
என்ன நாயனகார சும்மா வேடிக்கை பார்த்துக்கிட்டு கீழே வாயில வச்சு ஊத வேண்டியான்னு, நீங்க ஊதுறீங்களா நான் ஊதவா? எங்கும் புகழ் துவங்க இங்கே நானும் நான் துவங்க அன்னையான சுந்தரியே ஞான தங்கமே மறக்க விட்டு தேடலானோம் தேவதைய காணோமே. எங்கும் புகழ் துவங்க இங்கு நானும் நான் துவங்க,
எங்கும் புகழ் துவங்க இங்கு நானும் நான் துவங்க,
அன்னையான சுந்தரியே ஞான தங்கமே பறக்க விட்டு தேடலானோம் தேவதைய காணோமே.
அன்னஞான சுந்தரியே ஞான தங்கமே பறக்க விட்டு தேடலானோம் தேவதைய காணோமே.
பள்ளிக்கூடம் படிக்க வந்தாய் பவுசாக கூட இருந்தாய்,
பள்ளிக்கூடம் படிக்க வந்தாய் பவுசாக கூட இருந்தாய்,
பட்டம் பெறாமலே ஞான தங்கமே பாதியில பறந்துட்டு ஏ ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
பட்டம் பெறாமலே ஞான தங்கமே பாதியில பறந்துட்டு ஏ ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
கண்ணீர் கடலில் கலந்துட்டேயே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
கதை சொல்லி முடிக்கும் முன்னே ஞான தங்கமே கண்ணீர் கடலில் கலந்துட்டேயே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
மாயமாக மறைஞ்சிட்டேயே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
முன்னாடி சேரும் முன்னே ஞான தங்கமே மாயமாக மறைஞ்சிட்டேயே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
சொல்லிபுட்டு போனையடி ஞான தங்கமே போனவள வர காணுமே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
சொல்லிபுட்டு போனையடி ஞான தங்கமே போனவள வர காணுமே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா, போனவள வர காணுமே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா,
போனவள வர காணுமே ரத்தினமே கண்ணம்மா.
தன்னானே
நானே நானே
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is your host, Priyansh, and I'm just here with my friend slash guest on here today, Ahilan. And we just listened to Ururam Pulyamaram.
Ururam Pulyamaram.
Okay. And sorry about my pronunciation. And Pareyaram Perumal.
The song's name is actually Ingum Pugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pareyaram Perumal is a movie.
Okay. So, what did the first song mean? And it was like so much call and response was happening first between people and between... It was just like very... It kind of made me feel like, you know, very in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, it was not just call and response like happening between different people. And it was also... the fact that the production hadn't been like really super refined and stuff to give it that raw nature, because you know you can add like all those fancy plugins and whatnot and just like make it sound like super fancy and shimmery like pop music, and but that would take away from it. And I feel this is like less is more kind of a mm-hmm. thing in production mm-hmm. and for folk music. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Actually, the two songs that I showed you, the fundamental difference is the way they approach the production of it. The first one, and why I kept Ururam Pulyaram Aram, is the meaning and all, we could ignore it, like for anyone who understands Tamil. But the song and the structure is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Folk music is something that you can't really listen to in a headphones and like record and like have that experience. Folk music is really something you have to be in the field and experience it.
Mm.
This is done by Yuvan Shankar Raja, the producer of the song. And his intention with this song is we're just going to bring the artists into a studio and we're just going to let them play. And we're going to give an experience that's almost as close to a real infield experience.
Like being in the same room and listening.
Rather in the same land.
Okay.
Like, you know, usually these performances are done in open and public.
Yep.
So if you're one of the audience members, yeah. how would you feel it? So, and that's the intention. So if you've noticed in the middle, there would be a particular point where like the woman would be singing.
Yeah.
And suddenly the voice would just fade away.
Yeah.
That's because all the other instruments would overwhelm them.
Mm-hmm.
In general approach, what you would do is, you would take the woman's audio and then you would make sure that, you know, it cuts through.
Mm-hmm.
But Yuvan Shankar Raja is like, no. We're just going to organically, like, if all the volumes of the instruments overpower the woman, then it is overpowering. We're not going to interfere with that. And I think that's like the closest experience I can give, or like Yuvan Shankar Raja has given us to like what really it feels like to be on that field.
Yep. Yeah, the voice can, you know, get really loud, but not in front of percussion, you know. Percussions get like really loud and really dynamic instruments. And so
and about the call and response, I think one really important thing about folk music especially, and like indigenous music, is about how much storytelling it is. So you would see a lot of different voices, but not just human voices. You would see you see the percussion having its own dynamics, this kind of call response with the vocals. You would see the Nadaswaram coming, the woodwinds, Nadaswaram coming in and like talking. So yeah, I hope you had like a good kind of narrative.
Like very different experience, and like as I said, like it feels very local,
like,
and
there's
like
there's no edit, there's no like, you know, proper plugins and all that.
No super refining and all that. Yeah, and that's making right creative choices as a producer. Moving on, we have some more songs from Tamil Nadu. So just like sit back, listeners, and enjoy. And I hope, even though a lot of you might not be speaking Tamil, but even I don't, but I'm having a great time. And I hope that you all are too. So just sit back and enjoy.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection. CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And this is your host, Priyansh. So, Ahilan, can you tell us a little bit about that the song that we just heard?
Oh, man, that song was Vivasayam, and it's done by this collective called the Castless Collective.
Okay.
It's led by this phenomenal and honestly my inspiration, Tenma. Tenma, Mari Selvaraj, Pa Ranjit are like currently the emotional Dalit like voices that's like you can hear in Tamil Nadu. Mm. If you wanna say like understand Tamil Nadu's like politics and like the structure academically, you would probably go to Charu Majinder, read Ambedkar, and like read the CPI documents. But if you want to understand them emotionally, like empathize with them, I think you should definitely look out for these artists. Tenma, in this song, what they're trying to communicate is this kind of an irony about, I'm pretty sure you've heard about how Mangalyaan was done by the Indian like government and how they sent like and found water on moon.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So this song talks about, I'm a farmer and I'm going to the moon and do agriculture.
I get it.
You get it? Like,
yeah.
It's because we, the working people of India, we don't have land, we don't have water in our own country. What is the use of finding water on moon, bro? Mm. What is the use? And this is the voice that's like the song talks about. This song talks about, we take loans and we feed you guys and there's no one to, you know, look after us. The farmers, and this is a global story, this global phenomenon that's been happening all over the world.
Yep.
Right? And I think this song beautifully, beautifully encapsulates that.
Yep. And yeah, I think like it's just been how the sentiment around like, you know, the global space race has been like, just like everyone spending tons of amounts of money and into the space programs, and don't get me wrong, like I support research and everything, but yeah, like the voices of
farmers should be definitely heard, right?
yeah and
should be considered,
yeah. So it's a beautiful, that was a beautiful song, thank you so much. We're just gonna leave you with one last song. Listeners, thanks a lot for tuning in. That was it for today. Do you have any last words to add to,
honestly,
for the listeners?
Thank you so much, Priyansh, for having me in the show. Like, really, like, we just somehow made this concept and then we delivered. And I hope for all the listeners out there, I think the main purpose of this was that we don't, shrink India as just Bollywood.
Yeah. Right?
India has so much diversity. India is literally a subcontinent. It's like these little different languages, different cultures in one place.
Yep.
So I think I would just hope that people would, you know, really recognize them and like, you know, understand that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, listeners. Don't forget to tune in next week. And this is your host, Priyansh, signing off.
Bye. Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and